problematic soy that's tied to deforestation and fires in Latin America overwhelmingly goes to two places, Europe and China. And within Europe, France is a major player.
France isn't the biggest consumer in numbers in Europe, but why would you say it's the most important?
France is not the only European consumer, but we also feel that politically speaking, France has been the most propitious place recently under Macron, where you can be heard on an environmental argument and where there is this high ambition to change things. So the French consumption of soy is, I guess you could say, one of the most important aspects of European consumption of soy. And if we're not able to fix how Europe imports soy, then we've lost the battle. We're never going to fix this, and the Amazon will go up in flames. So France is, in a way, the key.
Let's talk through then. I mean, it's not an obvious when you are just looking at, fires in the Amazon and deforestation and global warming and then soybeans in France. There's a connection there, but it's not obvious. Can you walk us through it? What are we talking about here? Why should we be concerned about this?
Let me try to sort of bring us step by step through that chain. So, the Amazon is on fire. Most of those fires are for beef and soy, right? 100% of those fires are set by humans, either intentionally or accidentally. They're overwhelmingly for agriculture. Most of that agriculture is soy and beef. Brazilians don't eat all their soy and their beef. Brazil is a major exporter to many countries, including France, but especially the EU. Does take on quite a substantial chunk of Brazil's soy and beef. So basically, you have deforestation caused by these commodities. It comes all the way to our shores, and boom, it winds up in Europe. And then what happens to it? The soy usually gets fed to animals. 3/4 of the world's soy gets fed to animals. It's meat eaters that are really indirectly the ones consuming the majority of soy.
So France has recognized this and even in the last couple of years has raised issues about this idea of being more self-sufficient in vegetable protein, i.e. growing more sunflower or colza and to be able to feed its own animals. And even France has launched a plan, a sort of anti-deforestation plan to sort of not depend as much on this soy. Is that the solution for France, for European countries to produce their own vegetable protein?
The idea that Europe can make its own protein and its own oil is just silly. It is fine to try to grow your own stuff as much as possible, but let's be real, the European Union would pretty much have to turn itself completely into colza or something in order to completely substitute out harmful soy from Latin America, and that's not realistic.
So when the French president Emmanuel Macron is talking about this so-called protein sovereignty, that's not realistic.
The true solution that would benefit everybody worldwide, including Europe, and that would do exactly what Macron wants, what the National Strategy of Imported Deforestation wants, what we all want, is to fix deforestation where it lives. We can grow soy and beef with no deforestation. In the Brazilian Amazon, the soy moratorium, which allows no deforestation for soy, worked so well that deforestation there plummeted from 30% to 1%. It's been that way for a decade, and productivity and profitability went up. So we can have deforestation-free commodities. What we need is we need France and Europe to demand deforestation-free commodities and change the whole market, change deforestation where it lives.
So you say that this can be done, and in fact, you're saying that there's been a soy moratorium and it has been done. Why are there forest fires continuing to be lit?
The soy moratorium in the Brazilian Amazon was a big success, but beef has not cleaned up its act as much as soy. And the new government, the Bolsonaro government, has completely changed course from where the old government was and really reversed, I would say, to sort of aiding and abetting deforestation.
Going back to France and Europe, so you're saying that what needs to happen is France and Europe and others need to put pressure and say we will only accept deforestation-free soy being imported. Is what you've been seeing coming from Emmanuel Macron, from the French government, from the Europeans, is this what needs to be happening? Are they saying and doing the right things?
We wish that every European head of state would stand up as strongly as Macron has done to speak out against the fires and to call for the highest level of engagement on this issue. And I think that it's been so positive to see how the EU and the threat of changing a Mercosur deal has in fact changed Bolsonaro's approach.
Because, of course, the European Union has been in negotiations with a trade deal with Latin America, the Mercosur deal. It was about to be passed, and now they're saying, oh, maybe we'll hold it up here. These aren't empty words.
That's correct. They're thinking of maybe holding up the deal unless and until the deal includes basic environmental protections. If the EU could come through on that, it would be so important.
And ultimately, though, with all this protest and everything, what it comes down to, though, is what are people eating and being aware of where it's coming from.
That's absolutely right. Until we see companies in Brazil and Bolivia that are really tied to fires, to deforestation, until we see them losing money and losing clients, and until Brazil and the Mercosur bloc believe that they might lose their deal if they don't fix their environmental problems, we might not see a stop to the burning. So in a deep way, French people eating meat, eating dairy, those people, European consumers in general, they have the power to change what's happening in the Amazon.